You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, you know I love these little things I find on the internet.
Oh, yeah. Lay it on me.
I need you to write these down.
Oh, gosh.
There's only four. No, geography at all. It's okay. Golf.
Good. Oh, yeah, I'm in.
There's only four.
Okay.
You can only pick one.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
5,000 for every birdie.
Okay.
$500 for every bogey. I have no idea what that means.
Whatever.
$1,000 for every round you play.
Oh, I'd be a millionaire.
Or $1,000,000 to never golf again.
$1,000 for every round we play.
Okay.
Hands down. I don't like these hypotheticals. Because it does make you think, okay, which one would I do? Like the sports guys today were like, if you could pick one, KU wins the World Series of Baseball, or, and I don't even remember what the or was, but I wasted 30 seconds of brain power thinking about it, and I go, KU to the World Series.
Do you want $1,000,000 right now or a penny every day for the rest of your life?
Well, it's actually more if you take the penny every day.
I do not believe that is correct.
You are wrong.
You do not live a million days.
If you are if you start investing and you put a penny away a day, hasn't any banker ever showed you that amortization schedule where one penny turns into two, turns into six, and then you wake up and you're $1,000,000?
Math is hard, Sam.
I'm telling you, it's $1,000,000.
No.
If you invest it, yes, it is.
A penny a day, first of all, you would have to live to be 100 million years old.
No, I'm telling you, maybe it's a dollar a day. I think it's a penny. Well, this segment brought to you by UMB Private Wealth Management.
$100 million. And she is correct.
A penny a day?
When it comes to compounding interest.
About compounding? Yes.
If you do your investments correctly. I was just trying to.
One penny per day.
Make the joke. I didn't expect to break it down.
No, I want to break it down because I've always told my kids, if you just start saving a penny a day, you'll be a millionaire.
No, you won't.
Would you rather have $1 million in cash right now?
Or a penny a day?
Or a single penny that doubles in value every day for 30 days. You end up with Well, it's a lot of money.
Oh, boy.
It's a lot of money.
By the number of commas there?
It's $5,368,000 on day 30.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Scott, this is why you've got so much money in your 401k. Because
I don't spend it.
It starts out down here, and then it goes here, and then it starts compounding, and then it gets bigger, 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 bigger.
Your philosophy that you're discussing right now is correct.
Yeah.
The way you're describing it is horribly incorrect. That is not why your 401k grows. It's if you've got a penny on day one.
My head is hurting.
That value doubled every day.
Oh, yeah. My God, my brain.
It's $5 million on day 30.
Not day 30.
I'm looking right at it.
Dana, if you took a penny and doubled it every day.
Yeah.
So one day you have a penny, and then tomorrow you have two pennies.
Well, I don't mean you take them and you throw them in a drawer. No, you have to invest it. No, that's not what I'm saying.
You don't have $5 million.
You don't take 30 pennies and throw them in a drawer and then open the drawer the next day and there's $1 million in the drawer.
What is the only U.S. state that borders one state?
Maine. You guys are making my head hurt. It's one penny day one. Two pennies day two.
Four pennies day three. Eight, 16. Wait, 32.
Eight. For the love of God.
And then
God.
You wake up and you've got $5 million. I know what I'm talking about.
Okay. What do we got? Anything else?
No. That's it.
How many states have an A?
A lot.
How many states don't?
Scott, a single penny doubled every day for 30 days results in $5,368,709.12.
How many peninsulas do we have in the U.S.?
Just admit you're wrong. Just say I'm wrong and you're right and we can move on.
We can go with at least two.
If we're going on fact, you're both wrong.
Three? No. There's also the one up by Virginia. This is the dumbest radio show in the history of radio shows.
We educated so many people from three to four.
Last hour was
we just took a gigantic step backwards. One fell swoop, it all came down.
Here are the safest cars for your teenager.
Toyota Camry.
No.
Really?
Nope.
Honda? Something?
Are you just throwing out makes and models now?
No. Toyota and Honda are always up there in safety.
Mid-sized car?
Yeah.
The Nissan Maxima.
Good old Nissan. Mm-hmm. Looks like the new Ferrari.
So I think this takes affordability into account. I think affordability has a higher metric than safety.
Sure, because otherwise, the Cadillac would be safe, but no one's going to buy it for the teenager.
Yeah, otherwise these would be all Subarus.
And a Mercedes is built like a tank. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, of course.
So if we're going with medium price cars, so we're saying just under 20 grand. Small cars, the Mazda 3.
Okay.
Mid-size, the Nissan Maxima. Large car, the Genesis G80. I thought Genesis was an expensive car.
Those are the cars that look like Cadillacs, but they're not.
I think Shonda drives a Genesis. Small SUVs, Mazda CX-5.
Okay.
Mid-size SUV, the Mazda CX-9.
G80, by the way, you can get a used one for 20 grand.
I don't think you can get many things. Car-wise, did you hear this year was the year for a new one? The median or mean, I don't remember, has hit $50,000 for the first time.
$50,000 for a car?
If you go brand new, which you shouldn't ever do.
I've never done that.
Yes. Can we go back to golf for a minute? And it's golf adjacent, I promise. The wife of a former U.S. Open champion was rushed to the hospital this week after she was attacked by their family dog. Horrible headline, but wait until you hear how he responded. It's Mark Calcavecchia, I think, has revealed his wife required hospital treatment after she was bitten by the couple's dog. He shared the news on social media with a photo that I'm going to warn you before I show it. And here's what he wrote with the caption of his wife's face. Well, blank. Our cray-cray Jack Russell decided to take a bite out of Brenda face at Z time. Unexpected trip to the hospital. Not good. She was sleeping.
Ooh.
Scott, a Jack Russell their dog attacked her face while she was sleeping. The last thing the story says is no word on what's going to happen to the dog. Isn't that a little flippant? If a dog attacked your wife in the middle of the night,
dog's going down.
He wrote, our cray-cray Jack Russell Terrier.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, there would not be a dog in our house if that happened. Do they have grandchildren?
So if Birdie attacked Johnny,
while we were sleeping, attacked his face,
you would put Birdie down.
We would rehome, yes.
You would rehome?
We would rehome.
Or put Birdie down?
We would rehome.
Who would take the dog?
I don't know. I would try to rehome first.
Huh.
I definitely wouldn't be like our cray-cray dog ripped Johnny's face off. I'm like, I feel like you're missing an LOL there, and this is, like, I've seen her face. I don't know that I would LOL that.
Well, now, I love Lizzie. You know that. I love that dog dearly. And she is so dumb and so lovable. If she attacked anyone...
Yeah, you just
if she attacked me or T or one of the girls,
it's over.
Lizzie's going to the Rainbow Bridge. I mean, listen, I get everybody who says, "I got a fur baby," blah blah blah. It's like a family member. It is a family member. It is. But you know who doesn't bite my face? Sarah.
Yeah.
And Maya.
Thank God.
Those little yippy dogs will get you. Jack Russell Terrier.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott Parks. Hey, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.